Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and I read to you the Suffer Well devotional series today. It's called Treasures of Darkness. And before I read, I want to say that there are many of us that go through trials in life. And the enemy, the adversary, Satan, wants to get us to give up on Yahweh and to give up all hope and success in our lives. And we must understand the example through Scripture of trusting Yahweh, not just when things are going well, but at those times when things seem like they're not going well. For that's when we grow. That's when we become redefined. That's when our hearts are circumcised. For it's easy to praise Yahweh when everything's going good. But to praise and trust Him when things don't seem like they're in our favor is the time to rise and persevere. So as I read this Treasures of Darkness devotional, please remember that. And we read, it says, I will give to you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret places, so you may know that I, Yahweh, who calls you by name, am the mighty one of Israel. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create destruction. I, Yahweh, do all things. Isaiah 45, verses 3 to 7. Darkness and destruction, obscurity and adversity. Do you wish to gain supernatural perspective? These are created by Yahweh, created as treasures in hidden places. They are hidden in plain sight for those who have eyes to see. Luke 10, 23 to 24. For far too long have you missed your treasures, most of you because of some form of denial. You deny that Yahweh would create darkness and adversity for His own purpose. You also refuse to see the good in the struggles, the persecution, the injustice, the false accusations, the wrongful harm. Don't you believe that all things work together for the good to those who love the Mighty One, to those who are the called according to His purpose? Romans 8, 28. If you refuse the adversity, defy the obscurity, and erroneously give credit to a devil for the work of Yahweh is doing, you will abort what he proposed for your suffering and persecution. Can you imagine if Joseph rebelled after he was sold into slavery by his brothers? Can you comprehend the magnitude of the historical disaster had he chosen to avenge injustice and the issues with Israel instead of taking the holy perspective? Do not be distressed nor angry with yourself for selling me here. For Yahweh sent me ahead of you to preserve life. And the Almighty sent me before you to preserve a position for you in all the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who was sent here, but Yahweh. And He has made me a father of Pharaoh, the master of all the house, and the ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Genesis 45, verses 5, 7, and 8. Or can you imagine if Joseph credited a devil for the magnificent work of the Father in heaven? But as you have, you meant evil against me, but Yahweh meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Genesis 50, verse 20. Had Joseph rebelled against the darkness, wickedness, and obscurity, he would not have been used in Yahweh's plan to preserve life and His purpose to be used as the Almighty's instrument to safeguard the lineage of Israel would have died right there in Egypt. No doubt Yahweh would have chosen another, but the opportunity for Joseph to experience the power of forgiveness and become a preserver of Israel would have been lost forever. Instead, if we listen to the still small voice, we can almost hear what Yahweh prayed. We can almost hear what Joseph prayed. You did this, Father. You sold me into slavery. You separated me from my mother, my father, and my brothers. You accused me of rape. You placed me in prison. You transformed my mind as I obeyed. Then you made it so that I could feel only your love for the ones who abandoned me and lied about me and imprisoned me. You used evil to save lives by such great deliverance. Praise the mighty name of Yahweh. Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. 1 Chronicles 29:14. In the darkness are the hidden treasures of Yahweh. Find them and you will overcome every fear and learn of his love. They are his treasures. Open up your eyes and see. Next time you are faced with darkness all around, consider this perspective. Father, I was sent here to preserve life. Now, this is a very important devotional, everyone, to understand. As I said when we started, it's so easy to praise Yahweh when things are going good in our lives. But what happens when things are going bad? What happens when tragedy strikes our life? Is it those times we show our true faith? And we could look at Job as a great example, who had to go through so much, even his own wife said, to give up on Yahweh and just curse Yahweh. And Job said no. Job's faith remained. As he said, the words of his mouth are necessary, are more valuable than my life, than my food. The words of Yahweh, Job trusted in his trials. And I ask you all, do you trust in trials? Will you trust in trials? Because many trials are going to come. And that's what this whole devotional is about, the Suffer Well devotional series. Suffering well. I know there are many of you that are out there right now that are suffering. Somebody told me something very wise a long time ago about fasting. They said, when you can enjoy eating, when you can enjoy not eating as much as you enjoy eating, you have reached a certain place. Because many people struggle when they fast. They're missing out on the physical food that'll preserve life. But they don't understand many times of all the blessings and things that happen when they fast. And it's through the strength of Yahweh that we get our true nourishment, feeding our soul, our spirituality. This devotional is not about fasting. It's about the idea and the understanding. Even if something isn't great on the outside, Yahweh is doing a great work for us on the inside. And I will tell you, just as that person said to me, when you can enjoy not eating as much as you do eating, you've come to a certain place. As Job said, I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. I say to you this day, if you can enjoy the trials of your life as much as you enjoy the joys of your life and the victories in your life, you've come to a special place. Those people that were martyred for Yahweh all throughout history, even to this day, the ones that were able to do it with joy, the ones that understood to suffer well. This is why I decided to do a devotional series and to read this devotional series on suffering well. Because when we think about those two words together, suffering well, it's not about how to understand how to persevere through the victories of our life. It's about mastering how to survive and persevere with joy, the trials in our lives. The trials in our lives. Now, if we're experiencing a tragedy, we don't want to look like a crazy person to everyone and be there smiling. We want to have a heart for the situation, for others around us, and even for our own situation, to understand the severity of these things. But we have to understand that Yahweh is in control of everything. Yahweh lets everything happen for a reason. And his word says, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. The question, people, is not that why does Yahweh allow these trials in our lives? And will these trials continue to come? The question is, will you rise above and trust Yahweh along the way always? Always. Even in the darkness. Even in the dark moments. For it says in James 1 verse 12, Yahweh blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Galatians 6, 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for the proper time will reap the harvest. Do not give in. Do not give up. Do not give in. Do not give up. Please read the book of Job. Read the book of Job. The trials. Do we welcome them? Do we understand that we not to give the enemy, the devil, Satan, power in his life? And think that it's him, the one that's doing the work in our lives. It's the Yahweh, the one that's allowing things to happen. Job was called the most righteous man. The most righteous man. And still Yahweh had to humble him. Yahweh had to humble him. No matter what you're going through today, folks. Whether it's a diagnosis of a disease. Whether it's money issues. Whether it's something you were looking forward to that didn't happen, whatever it is, understand that distrust in Yahweh leads to depression. Depression is the result of having no hope, which all comes down to not trusting Yahweh, which all comes down to a lack of faith. It's not the trials that the enemy is wanting us to experience and suffer. It's the doubt that the enemy wants us to suffer and experience. The enemy is not concerned with all the trials he's putting us through. They are from Yahweh that allows these things. The enemy wants our call to it, our response to it, to be doubt and fear of man and doubt of Yahweh. That's what the enemy wants us to do. But do you know how quickly the enemy flees when he gives us or Yahweh gives us every trial of life and we persevere with joy? Think about Job and the story of Job. Satan comes to Yahweh and says, I do not believe Job can survive these trials. I do not believe in the faith of Job. Can you imagine how fast he fled? When he saw Job wasn't giving up, and he tried to come at him and come at him and come at him. But Yahweh had confidence in his servants. The same thing with Joseph, the trials that Joseph went through. The same things with Daniel. You want to talk about suffering? Well, you want to understand about having a heart of Yahweh? Look at Daniel. This man was castrated and still remained faithful to Yahweh with joy, with joy. Man that understood. And then you think about Yeshua. Yeshua himself willing to die in the flesh for us. Willing to die in the flesh for us. It says in Proverbs 19:23, desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will the hasty feet miss the way? The person's own folly leads to their own ruin, yet their hearts rage against Yahweh. So many people out there, they look at the outside circumstances and they say, how can this be? Why did Yahweh do this? Why would he allow something like this? When the strong, the well-grounded say, I'm ready to take it all. I'm ready to take it all because Yahweh's doing a greater work in me. Yahweh's doing a greater work in me that I cannot do amongst myself. Yahweh's disciplining me. Yahweh's humbling me. Yahweh's making me dependent on him. We get the great examples in scripture of Joseph. We got the examples of Daniel. We got the examples of Job. We got the example of Paul. We got the example of all the faith of the people. And that is the question, is where is your faith? Psalms 37:5 says, commit everything you do to Yahweh. Trust in him and he will help you. We need to read the word and understand the words that are true. We need to understand what Yahweh says and believe it and never doubt it. And then we can go with joy through our trials and have that continuous building of faith. When Joseph was sitting in a jail, in a dungeon, after being accused of rape, after being sold into slavery, he stayed on the path of Yahweh. He did not depart. He did not leave Yahweh. The testing of the trials in our lives is really what helps us grow in the Word. To be thankful in those times when somebody would say, how can you be thankful? Look where Yahweh has put you in your life. How can you possibly be thankful? Because we know and we trust that Yahweh is working in our lives. The other day I heard a song that I haven't heard in a long time. And I just heard Yahweh speaking to me through the song. And it's a secular song. But it defies Yahweh's word so well. The name of the song, and I'm sure you've heard it, was Don't Worry, Be Happy. Don't worry, be happy. Yahweh says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Yahweh's word, that's a great way to encompass the scriptures summed up in a song or in a saying. Don't worry, be happy. Or I could say even more, don't worry, have joy. Don't worry, have joy. He's always working. He's always working. Think about our Exodus. The people were in slavery. Slavery. And he says, I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have given heed to their cry, because their taskmaster says, I am aware of their suffering, so I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians, to bring them up from the land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Now behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen the oppression which the Egyptians are oppressing them. Exodus 3, verses 7 to 9. So Yahweh sees everything. He sees everything we're going through, but he did not answer until they cried. That cry is prayer. That's the answer in our times of trouble, to pray, pray, pray. Yahweh sees everything, and he's just waiting. He's waiting. When are they going to call to me? When are they going to call to me? When are they going to call to me? I hear their call, and I'm going to answer. He even says, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65, 24. Who's going to call and who's he talking about? The righteous ones, the faithful ones, not the ones cursing him, not the ones doubting him, not the ones lacking fear, the ones thanking him, the ones praising him during those trials. That's who he says, before they even call, I will answer them while they are still speaking. Yahweh is continuously working on your unbelief, but we must rise above and we must stay faithful at all times. We must be thankful for these times of trials in our lives. So many trials that we go through. But Yahweh says, all's possible for those that believe. I hear stories about people that have been in jail for 20 or 30 years, falsely accused. What makes them survive every single day? Only trusting in Yahweh and realizing and remembering that Yahweh has a plan for their lives that's going to be far greater than our lives. John 14, 1 says, let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in Yahweh and believe also in me, in Yeshua. Do you truly believe that? Do you truly believe that? Never give the enemy a foothold in your life. Never, ever, ever. Always rise above. Always rise above. Yahweh loves you more than anyone or anything else that you could ever imagine. Yes, more than your friends. More than your parents, more than your children, more than your spouse. Yahweh loves you more. And I think about the song in Psalms 34, 6. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. John 5, 17, Yeshua replied, my Father is always working, and so am I. He's always working, and so am I. Remember that. And so many times we suffer tragedies in life and we don't understand why these things are happening, why we're going through these things. In John 13, 7, Yeshua replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. For me, as my life and I grow, I'm going through things in life. I can't always put my hand on it. Why? But I stopped asking why and I started thanking him. Thank you, Yahweh. Thank you. It says in the scriptures, Yahweh opens the eyes and reveals things on his timing. On his timing. And we need to thank Yahweh for his timing. I speak to many people on a regular basis that have been diagnosed with diseases and given death sentences. I know many people that have overcome drug addiction and alcohol addiction and all these things. I see many people dealing with daily depression and anxiety issues. I see many relationships and marriages that are falling apart and they don't seem to be working too well. I see many people having issues with their relationships, their children and spouses and their jobs and all these things, getting up every day doing things they don't like. I see it often. But then I read the scriptures and I see what the scriptures say. We do not realize now what he's doing, but later we will understand. And I trust Yahweh is at work. Yahweh is at work. And what the enemy plans for evil, Yahweh turns around for good. Genesis 50:20 says, as for you, you meant evil against me, but Yahweh meant it for good in order to bring about the present result, to preserve many people alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We see that. We see in Genesis 39, verses 20 to 21, Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, Yahweh was with him. He showed him kindness. He granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. And I tell you this, Yahweh cannot lie. And it says in the scriptures, he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. That he is at work in our lives. That's what it says. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18 says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what we see, but on the unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Philippians 2:13 says, for Yahweh is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. We just need to slow down and to trust him. That's what we need to do, to trust him. You know, when people have anxiety in their lives and they have fear of man and doubt and they ask the what ifs and how comes and all this stuff, they're letting the enemy in their lives. They're letting their enemy run their lives. And that might be you that are listening right now. If you have any signs of depression, fear of man, fear of your job, what's going to happen? How am I going to get through this? And all these other fears. Instead of thanking and praising Yahweh for all the great things in our lives, it's who you're letting in. It's who you're deciding to follow. Are you deciding to follow Yahweh or are you deciding to follow Satan? And that's the choice you have. And that's the choice you have. But this day and this very moment, you can tell Satan, get out and to leave you alone and to praise Yahweh for everything he's doing in your life. To praise Yahweh for everything that's happening in your life. Praise the wonderful creator for all the good things. It says in Psalms 27:13-14, I remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in a land of the living. Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and take heart and wait for him. I say this scripture so often and I say it right now. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. And the rest of that verse says, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Yahweh is waiting to help you rise up and rise above. This poor man cried, and Yahweh helped him. Are you willing and ready to cry out to Yahweh today? And to listen and trust the scriptures that say in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything pray and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be known. It doesn't say let your request be known. It doesn't just say pray and let it be known. It says with everything, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving to pray. That's what we need to do. Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope and be patient in tribulation and be consistent in prayer. That's what I want you to remember as you're listening to this. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going through, I want you to remember Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be consistent in prayer. Those are the three things I want you to remember. I'm going to tell you again, Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, the wonderful, beautiful hope that Yahweh's word is true and that Yahweh loves you and he's not going to give up and he's right there next to you. He sees everything you're going with, everything you're dealing with, everything you're going through, and he's going to answer you. He's going to answer you. He just wants you to be patient during these trials. In those valleys is where he helps us grow and strengthens us. The peaks are coming. It's easy to praise him at the peaks, but below, suffer well. And then the call he gives us, it's such an important thing. Be consistent in prayer. Be consistent in prayer. Be consistent in prayer. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have come and overcome the world. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. And Psalms 23:4 says, even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rise above, everybody. Rise above. Be thankful in every situation in life, because Yahweh's hand is at work. And Yahweh sees exactly what you're going through. To trust in Yahweh. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in Yahweh. Just think about that for a moment. How with joy, if you were just praising him all the time, even amongst the trials. Yes, people of the world will think you're crazy, but the enemy is fleeing from you because he knows he cannot touch you because your faith is too strong. Trust in him. Trust in him with all your heart, with all your soul, and everything, because he's near to you and he's never going to leave you as long as you trust in him and continuously, consistently pray to him. Pray, praise, proclaim. Read and repent and submit and rejoice in a wonderful creator. Do those things at all times. Never, ever, ever doubting. Never doubting. And praise a wonderful creator for this wonderful day. That is our devotion for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Suffer Well devotion. Praise a wonderful creator for so much good that he does. And if you want to see more, you can go to our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you could also support us there. And I thank you and I praise you. And we're on Patreon, Torah Life Ministries, patreon.com/Torah Life Ministries. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you. And rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching, or sharing your heart, we provide a professional space where your voice can be heard. With our state-of-the-art equipment, expert sound engineers, and welcoming environment, you can reach Barry at 727-422-4374.